first off, what is NaNoWriMo?
NaNoWriMo is National Novel Writing Month. It started back in, I believe, 1999. And it's basically a very simple premise, which is that they challenge people to write a 50,000-word novel in 1 month. So basically, you start writing on November 1st, and the hope is to hit 50,000 words by November 30th. Some people, though, do work on a single novel. Some people do collections of short stories. The kind of breadth of what sort of stories people do has changed a lot over the years and expanded. But the main goal is kind of just to get that 50,000 word goal in that 30 days.
Okay, so the obvious question, have you managed it?
Yes, I call myself a nano lifer. I've been doing this for... This is the 13th time I'm doing NaNoWriMo in 14 years. and I believe I've won 6 times and not won 6 other times.
So how many words have you managed to write, and what have you written?
Well, I've done a ton of, some of the stories are ones that will literally never see the light of day. They were just things I wrote in high school for funsies. But I think, I can actually tell you exactly how many nano words I've done. They have this really fun, like, lifetime word count on your profile. In that 13 years, I have done 467,638 words.
Okay, so if we're putting that into the context of Harry Potter books, how many would that be?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think Order of the Phoenix is like 100,000. So I've written like 4 Order of the Phoenixes, I guess.
Okay. And for anyone who doesn't remember, the Order of the Phoenix books are the biggest books in Harry Potter. So Helena's written a lot. So obviously you said that you have a profile. So can you tell me, how do you get involved in NaNoWriMo, especially for us? Because we're in Australia. We're not in America.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are actually like the municipal liaison, like that's my role with Nano. But there are municipal liaisons out in Australia. I know there's like, I think there's a Sydney NaNoWriMo account where people in Sydney participate. But basically, you can create a profile on the NaNoWriMo website, which is NaNoWriMo.org. And then once you're on the site, you can basically have like an author bio. You can update like what the name of your project is, what genre it is. And the cool thing about it is it keeps track of all your projects. So like that's how I know all the years that I've done, because it keeps like note on your profile of what years have you participated, when did you win. Like it tells you what your wordiest project was, which mine was the one I did in 2015. It was 62,000 words in a month. It basically just gives you all kinds of really cool statistics about your project and gives you a place where you can update your word count.
What kind of advice do you give people who are thinking about writing a book, who maybe they've missed the NaNoWriMo cutoff, but how can you still get started?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. I mean, my favorite thing that, you know, keeps me coming back to Nano year after year after year is honestly the community around it. I know like getting involved with your region. I'm one of the people that runs the events for my region, but like so many of the people that I talk to that participate are just the best. And like when you come to the in-person events, you really get to like meet a lot of cool people who are encouraging and enthusiastic. So I definitely encourage, you know, engaging with the people in the Nano community. But the other thing is just to kind of like not beat yourself up about it being perfect, because, you know, anybody's first draft, like John Green's first draft, I hate to break to you, they're terrible. Like everyone's first drafts are bad, but you'll never know if you can write a book until you actually just sit down and do it. And I think that Nano really focuses on, you know, fostering a community where it's like, no matter how many words you get done, that's more words than you had yesterday. That's more words than you had an hour ago. So it's really very encouraging and motivating to do it. So that's one of the biggest reasons why I recommend, if people are interested in writing but they're not sure, Nano is like a really good way to kind of get yourself involved.
Okay. And I mean, does it cost anything?
Nope, it is entirely free. All it will cost you is your time and a small donation of your sanity, just because it's definitely a lot. Like, people have a lot of fun, but you're going to drink a lot of coffee. You're going to, you know, skip a lot of hours of sleep, but you'll be much, you will not miss that sleep or regret all that coffee when you end the month with like a finished draft of something.
Like, it sounds incredible to get to the end of a month and have 50,000 words in front of you. But I'm just thinking, you know, in terms of people who are working full time, you know, maybe have families, what's the time commitment per sort of day?
It's different for every person, honestly. And that's kind of like something I also try to let people know, is just that if you can't commit the same amount of time as somebody else, like, that's not bad. It's really just about making time where you have it. I mean, like me, for example, like, I work a full-time job. I help run a website. I produce a podcast, but I also do NaNoWriMo. Like, literally, I stepped away from doing word sprints to come talk to you about this. And then once we're done, I'm literally going to get back to writing because I have the night off. So it's like, you kind of have to carve out the time where you can. But yeah, it's definitely a time commitment. Like, people who think that they can, you know, get to the 50K without making some kind of time sacrifices, like, it's not really going to happen. You're going to have to make cuts somewhere in your life. But one of the big things that you can do, is you really have to kind of carve out time where you can. It's definitely going to be a time commitment in which, like, you're going to have to make, you know, certain sacrifices. You might not go out with your friends that night, or you might, you know, skip that dinner that you wanted to go to try and get words in. I mean, I do NaNoWriMo having a full-time job. I, you know, co-produce a podcast. I run a website. So, you know, everybody that's doing NaNoWriMo is busy. I've never met somebody who's like, just, you know, gets to take off for 30 days and just write their novels. So it's kind of like, you'll be doing it along with people who are also just as busy as you are. But the other big thing is just really letting people in your life know about it. Like, I literally came into work this morning and my boss asked me, she was like, "Oh, how did your word, you know, how'd your writing go last night?" So it's like, if you let the other people in your life know, you'd be surprised at how supportive they can be, and they'll help, like, keep you accountable for things.
And I also have to ask you, what are word sprints?
Word sprints are life. Not everybody does word sprints. I'm personally a big proponent of them because they are really helpful for me. So basically, it's kind of just a session in which you set a designated start and end time. And during that amount of time, the only thing you're allowed to do is write. So we can say, like, okay, at the 15-minute mark, you know, at like 5:15, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write nonstop for 20 minutes. And then you do that. And then once you finish, you kind of like check your word count. And it's really good to do sprints with other people, because then it's like, everybody kind of can share, like, "Oh, I got 200 words. I got 600 words. And it's a really good motivator when you do it in groups to kind of like see how far everybody got. And it just, again, that accountability factor of having like other people around you who are also doing it is really helpful. I'm one of the people that helps to do the official Nano Word Sprints Twitter account. So, like, I particularly run a thing called the Nano House Cup, where we do those word sprints. But every time someone tweets in their word count, they also tweet in their Hogwarts house, and then I keep track of it. And so people are like, "Oh, well, I want Ravenclaw to win, so I'm going to write as much as I possibly can." So it kind of also has like an element of competition to it, which can be really motivating for some people.